The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Monday morning at, 6 minutes past 9. It is the 29th of June, 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. Good to have you with us. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. What a remarkable weekend that was. I mean, it was just non-stop. Non-stop news, non-stop history, non-stop politics, non-stop anticipation and excitement. There was a sense about the place that there's a change in the air, and the change happened in Civil War politics, RIP, you might say, at the weekend, in the most bizarre circumstances. The convention centre became the unconventional centre of Irish politics and history as the parties came together, and then, of course, imploded afterwards with shock and fright and fear and loathing. But we'll get to that in a few minutes' time, other than to say it was remarkable to watch events unfold. Now, that was after Friday night, and the RTE does comic relief, and they raised a couple of million quid for charities around the place, which was impressive. Well done to everybody involved in that. And I know that the lines are still open. If you want to donate to that, you can, and be sure to get stuck in there and keep the effort going, because it was a great gathering of people doing their best to raise a laugh and raise a few bob along the way. rte.ie/comicrelief. If you want to keep going and keep that party going, by all means do. And that led us, of course, after the Greens voted, in fairness to Leo Varadkar, he was very confident the other night about all the parties coming through. They did, and with gusto. And that meant that we were into government formation on Saturday. And I'm looking at Michael McSweeney's picture on the front of the Irish Independent today of Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And he's giving his wife Mary a kiss on the forehead there as he arrived back in Ballinlough in Cork City. I was watching his supporters and friends welcoming him along. I thought he gave a very dignified speech, very warm, very emotional speech on Saturday. Listening to that on the radio. And then he gets home to his family. And like I say, his wife Mary, a particularly lovely woman. I wished her well in this, because it's as important to wish her and his children well in this endeavour, because it's a very, very peculiar time, I suspect. Never been Taoiseach, but I suspect it's a funny old time. And they have a job of work to do, the whole government, the Greens, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, as does Mary Lou MacDonald and Sinn Féin in opposition. It's going to be an extraordinary dynamic. I think obviously they might have put a foot wrong with the lack of representation from the West, but they'd need to fix that fairly promptly to avoid any pain at any future ballot box. And will it all happen? Who knows? How long will this go? Will it keep going? Will it still be there for Leo Varadkar to return as Taoiseach? Will he still be here? Alison O'Connor writing The Examiner, maybe he might be tempted by shiny trinkets in Europe or indeed America. But as Phil Hogan may or may not be, I'm not quite sure what that story was, but it seems to be he may or may not be putting his name forward for that big job. So we'll keep an eye on that story. I'm sure Sarah McInerney will have the lowdown after 10 o'clock. And if anything happens between now and then, we'll let you know. But the papers are full of all that skullduggery within the parties about who didn't. Should Jim O'Callaghan have been left on the sidelines? Should Dara Cailleary have been given a full seat at the adults' table in cabinet? And equally, the Greens have their problems and Fine Gael have theirs. But either way, here we go. It's a new government. It is a new sense of beginning in many ways, because the lockdown and the restrictions are easing today. And, you know, if you are, I noticed on the Dart during the weekend, I was watching the trains go by, whizzing by, and I put my nose to the window from in a way. And I watched as all the faces flashed by me on through the window, and not one person was wearing a mask. And I just thought, oh, lads, I think you kind of have to be wearing them as of today. So would you just think about that maybe and get busy, which would be great. The pubs are kind of opening. I went down to two local restaurants at the weekend to say, would you have a table free on Monday if I wanted to kind of join the bandwagon? And they said, no, we're closed. We're not going to opening till Wednesday or maybe Friday. So, and then a couple of pubs that I would be frequenting ordinarily in normal times are also closed. So won't be heading out quite myself, but I know a lot of people have booked their times and their slots, and that's exciting. I will be going for a haircut, which is kind of exciting too. That's today's agenda, is to get shorn, which is good. It didn't get completely out of control, but it's I look forward to that. Just a slight, there's a few people I can see on the news as well who could do with it. So we're getting there. And yeah, so today, but I think the most important thing today is to say to people, enjoy the that first hug that you haven't had for a long, long time. You are like warriors in the desert who have not had a glass of water for months. And this hug is your glass of water. These houses that you're going to and families and friends you're going to meet, they're your oases. You've got there. You crawl through the desert, your mouth full of sand, the thirst on you of the devil. And now the heavenly nectar of that hug, of that granddaughter, that grandson, who you Zoomed with, who you talked with on the phone, who you texted and WhatsApped, they now become not spectral, but real people. Beautiful family members, wives, husbands, people who've in absentia, who now become real again. Enjoy that hug, drink it in, savour it, and remember that you hadn't been allowed to do such a thing for so long, and now it's here. What a lovely moment. And who knew? This is something I wouldn't have been saying to you 6 months ago. Wouldn't have even imagined it. And now this day has come. So hug like there's no tomorrow and enjoy every bit of it. Now, what else have we for you in the papers today? Well, I see just on the Micheál Martin story, Leo Varadkar was taking down the portrait of Michael Collins from the Taoiseach's office. And Micheál Martin apparently said to him, no, don't. I want that up there beside Dev. And thereby adding to further symbolism of the end of Civil War politics as Collins and Dev sit side by side above, I presume, the mantelpiece in the Taoiseach's office. I think that's a good gesture. I think Micheál Martin, as a former history teacher, man who knows his history and respects it, will bring that sense of a Civil War conclusion to that physical office. I don't know what he's going to be like as Taoiseach, but because he's only been in there a day, but that's a great gesture and it's a good start for all parties to see that happening. So that's good news. 51551 is the text number this morning, incidentally. I see Bjork is announcing she's going to do a trio of shows in August. I like this. Isn't another sense of normalising relations in the world. They're going to be real concert goers at her gig in Reykjavik in Iceland. Of course, I'm obsessing about Iceland at the moment due to my reading habits. But she has begun the process of reopening these, or they have at least, after nearly eliminating the coronavirus from the country. So there'll be three shows. They'll be live streamed to raise money for domestic women's charities in Iceland and worldwide. Good honour. So that's happening on August 9th, 15th and 23rd, which would be a pretty nice gig to be able to go and see. Some two-thirds of Dublin pubs are reopening the doors in the coming days, but just 40% of pubs in the rest of the country. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at there earlier on, was that I think a lot of pubs are saying, hold, wait, see and decide later. But industry representatives have warned, according to the Irish Examiner this morning, warned publicans to be mindful of their responsibilities in enforcing public health guidelines, adding that failing to do so could jeopardise their chances of renewing their licences later this year. So just tread carefully. Enough. And don't forget, only in the 24 days or 3 weeks' time, on July 20th, everything's open again, pubs-wise. There's no food limit there. I don't know about the time limit. I presume, is that gone on the 20th of July? We'll have to double check that. But certainly the option now is you've 105 minutes and the clock starts when you sit down. Your €9 meal minimum and go. So it's kind of got to get it into you. Get out of there. And either you go bar hopping and spend a lot of €9 around the place or you just go home, which could be very unusual and un-Irish thing to do, but they were. Alpacas seem to be the rage, don't they, at the moment? Alpacas. Apparently, they could hold the key to neutralising COVID-19 to help suppress any second wave and allow countries to safely lift lockdown. Apparently, these scientists have discovered that they've used nanobodies from an alpaca immunised against coronavirus to fight the disease and prevent it binding or infecting a person. The tiny antibody fragment, or nanobody, targets the spikes of the COVID-19 virus, which directly interferes with its ability to infect a host. So be kind to an alpaca if you pass it in the field, because they could be the future. Other animal stories. Fantastic Mr. Fox story for you from Collie Ennis, who's a friend of ours. He's been on with us a couple of times, tweeted to say, I'm happy to report I managed to get Sam, the TCD Dublin Fox, who's become a bit of a thing, to take some medicated bait this morning to treat her mange. So there's a fox that people have been watching online. But this one-and-done treatment should cure her completely. And thanks to Pierce Stokes of Kildare Animals for providing the treatment and his expertise. I'm chuffed. And Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times also tweeted out saying, good news for those who've been following the fate of Sam the fox. She was seen very poorly in the grounds of Leinster House on Monday, as it happens. And she was spotted by Collie Ennis in the grounds of TCD. He gave her the medicated bait to treat her mange. It's a strange story, but it's kind of nice, because the fox could be like us, just a bit mangy, bit down at heel and not feeling great. And then suddenly we got treated properly and now we're up and running again. Good. The whole thing is a beautiful metaphor. I see that the pair of long-running animated series made significant casting changes on Friday to promote inclusivity. So Mike Henry is the guy who does the voice of Cleveland Brown on Family Guy, which is something that a comedy I find very fun. He's saying, I'm not doing that voice anymore. I'm going to allow a black actor to play the character. And The Simpsons promised that going forward, white actors would not voice characters of colour. I think there's nothing wrong with any of that. That makes perfect sense. So good on them for that. Ian McKellen, great actor, is going to play the role of Hamlet. Now, Hamlet is about 30 years old. Ian McKellen is 81 years old. And what they're doing is they are, in the way that they've had gender-blind casting, where you see Glenda Jackson as King Lear or Maxine Peake, she was nearly cancelled last week, wasn't she, as Hamlet, you have now age-blind casting, I should say. And so you can have an 81-year-old playing a 30-year-old, which is an intriguing prospect. And that could lead us anywhere. Who knows? He may be playing Harry Potter next week if they go the full age blind. But why not? What is age? What is age? Michael Winterbottom, he has made some amazing... He did The Trip with Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan, and he did Bloody Sunday. He's a great director. A really intriguing way of making films. So he's going to do a film based on... He's going to bring Boris Johnson's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic to TV as a drama. I think that prospect of that is just delicious. So we'll keep an eye on that to see when it's coming up. They haven't given us a date on that, but it's in the pipeline. So we shall see. And another one another story from Time magazine, funny, this morning, talks about a guy who died on Friday at the age of 91 called Milton Glaser. And before you roar, why do we care about Milton? Why are you telling us about Milton Glaser? We don't care about Milton Glaser. We've never heard of him. Have you ever been to New York? No. Well, it doesn't matter. Have you ever seen the logo I Heart New York, NY? Yes. You might even have a t-shirt at home, and it was kind of cool in the 80s. Then it became ironic. And now, you know, my kids love it. Like these t-shirts. That logo. Milton Glaser invented that. That's his. Very simple. But he did it... In 1977, it was an ad campaign to boost the state's image when crime and budget troubles dominated the headlines. Did it free of charge. And sad to say, he passed away last Friday at 91. But still, I thought it'd be good to give him a nod, because as a design goes, the simplicity of it and the fact it's endured so long is pretty impressive. Now, let's see what you're saying on text. 51551. David says, I'm sitting having a coffee in Rathgar when I noticed a queue outside the barbers, groomers, as they are now known. No, they're not known as groomers. The groomers are for dogs. Barbers are for men. Anyway, at least five young fellas in a line at 8 o'clock this morning. Good. And I hope that all the barbers and all the hairdressers make a fortune. An absolute fortune, because they've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for us, and we've been waiting for them. And now it's time. So that's good. Having watched every second, says Noel in Kildare Town, of Comic Relief on Friday night, I felt so proud to be Irish. What a great little country, and what a wonderful effort by all concerned. Hear, hear. Morning, Ryan. I'm going to Portlaoise to see my grandchildren today. I cannot wait for that big hug. Good on you, Betty Farrell and Ballantyre. Safe travels and enjoy. Could you say a big hello and a safe journey to our son Connor, a daughter-in-law Karen, and two beautiful grandsons, Lucas and Rossa, and their dog, Messi, who will be travelling to Dublin to reunite with us today. How beautiful. We haven't seen them since February, And we're all so excited and can't wait for their big hug. Thank you so much. It's gorgeous. Do people not realise, another one says, cabinet positions are not assigned according to geography. Hopefully all the ministers will represent the whole country and will take all areas into consideration. Time to end parish pump politics. There's a perception issue there and an optics issue there that I think will lead you to a different class of debate altogether. But thank you for the text. When commenting on return to normal, Ryan, I think it's worth mentioning to preschoolers returning to creche, 3 months trying to climb onto parents' desks, covering the house with Play-Doh and paint to sounds of shh. They are bravely returning to their own place. Good luck to all. Good luck to all, because now is the day and this morning is the morning when you can all get a little bit closer, a little bit happier, and good luck and enjoy. What a beautiful song. That's Jackie Wilson, and I got the sweetest feeling at 9:24 this morning. Also, I appreciate the nice gift from Kathleen, who makes, I'll just have it here in a bag, a very nice face mask. I've got many, many face masks sent in to me as I'm wearing them now going into the supermarket. But she makes these face masks, and she had a bit of material with books on it. So she made face masks for her bookworm friends and had spare one for me. So she very kindly sent it to me with, I might put it up on Instagram later on, because it's a really attractive, it's just like the spines of old books on a mask. So thank you, Kathleen, for that. It was very, very thoughtful of you, and good luck with your company, which is just, or not company, but you seem to be making them at home, and I hope lots of people come to you and give you all the business. Mary in Ballyhaunis says, just like Niaz Nugent, I was beyond excited as I have a hair appointment on Thursday. As they won't be providing drinks, I'll be arriving with my flask of tea. It's all part of the pampering. You see, you gotta mind yourself and treat yourself to these things. If you want a sense of Iceland, watch the new Will Ferrell comedy, Fire Saga, Eurovision, a feel-good escape movie, but beautiful scenes of Iceland. Says Kay, I went there 2 years ago. You will love it. Well, you know what? That film was panned on Friday in the film, in the papers. And yet we've had loads of comments in from people today saying they really enjoyed it. So who knows? Ryan, Kat says, I'm emotional with your descriptions of hugging loved ones again after a very, very long time. Spare a thought for the thousands of people living in this beautiful country like me who are not Irish and our families live abroad. We, my beloved parents live in Greece and I have no idea when I'll get to hug them again. I have 3 young kids and I don't think it's safe for us to travel on a plane at the moment. This is the first time in my 40-year life that I won't be able to get home for the summer, and it's making me sad every single day. I keep dreaming I'm there. Here's to hoping everyone gets to see their families all over the world soon. Well, that's a very nice point and a fair point. I hope you're okay and that you do get there. Well, I know, I've no doubt that you will get there eventually. It's just unfortunately you have to wait a little longer than most of us. We're travelling from Barna in Galway to meet my mum Mary in Ula and all the cousins, Ava, Juliet, Usheen, Saoirse, Ollie and Elsie and Nana. Haven't been together since February. We are hyper excited. I can sense that. Can't wait to get my hair cut, says John, in the real capital. You're from Dublin. Pretty woolly now and... I couldn't help myself. Welcome back to all the barbers and hairdressers. Well said. Okay, good on you. Don't want to give my name, but I'm in tears listening to you talking about grandparents hugging. No chance of that happening for me, as the grandchildren are far away and travelling is considered only for tourism. I don't know when I will see my family, and I haven't seen them since last Christmas. Okay, so there are those who are thinking a little wistfully today that this isn't their day, but hopefully you can enjoy them. What are you trying to do to us, says Claire. I just teared up hearing that song and thinking of my own journey to beautiful Donegal later this week to hug my parents. I may be in my mid-30s and it may not be a grandchild or grandparent reunion, but I still miss those hugs. It's the power of a good hug. The work behind what's happened in COVID, Inside Ireland's COVID Battle, this looks really good. I haven't seen it, but it's on tonight. It's on tomorrow night. It's on both nights, Monday and Tuesday, on RT1 at 9:35, called RT Investigates Inside Ireland's COVID Battle. It looks really emotional from any of the trailers I've seen or the bits I've heard. So I would suggest watching that tonight. I think it'd be probably quite gorgeous and poignant, and reminding us of what we've been through, because we have been through a trauma. And we shouldn't lose sight of that. And that's why those hugs are so important today. I'm making a mask, says someone, from some Elvis fabric I bought in Nashville. Oh, I'm feeling a Beatle mask coming on now. I mean, if we're going to go for it, we're going to go for it. Eurovision is one of the best on Netflix. That film is right. Well, I'm watching a really bizarre one I caught by accident. It's a Dutch-Belgian kind of crime thrillery thing, series that I'm just describing as a mix between the Sopranos and Love Hate. And it's really good. It's called Undercover. It's really good. There's a board game called 30 Seconds. It's really good too, but if you can help me out here, if there's a toy shop listening, you can just get in touch with us. I'm trying to find a copy of it with the Irish edition. I don't want the UK edition. There's an Irish edition. I need to get a copy of it somewhat urgently. So if you can, Ryan at RTE.ie, you'd be giving me a dig out, which would be great. Did you see anything about the stunt Sacha Baron Cohen pulled at the right-wing rally in the States over the weekend? Brilliant, says John. I haven't seen it, but I'm looking forward to seeing that shortly. I'll watch it later on, is what I'm trying to say. The CEO and founder of The Skin Nerd, Jennifer Rock, will join us in a few minutes' time to talk about things like wearing masks and minding your skin. Maskne, remember we mentioned it last week. We're going to get into all of that. 51551 being the text number. We'll see you in a minute.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, at 4 minutes to 10 o'clock, we'll have to take another break in a minute, but we can still go to some text. Gosh, she knew her stuff, didn't she, Jennifer Rock? Impressive. Finally, driving from Dublin to Galway, says Natasha, to bring my mammy home from my sister. She was due to stay a week, but it ended up being over 3 months. Whew! I've been away travelling, but to cut my travels short to return home, I haven't seen my beautiful mammy Jean in nearly a year. Gosh, it's going to be a big emotional day today. Best of luck to all businesses opening their doors today. Business owners, staff, public are all nervous today, says text. In what is a big day for our country, could I just mention to the customers, people using any service today, if you do notice something you're not 100% happy with, instead of maybe taking to social media to mention your concerns to a staff member or manager in a polite manner, this is a learning curve for everyone, and where possible, it would be great if we could all support each other during this time. Well said, and that's important. Don't be going on and having a moan online when you can actually quietly help the problem and fix it by saying politely to member of staff, do you mind me saying, pointing this out? Loads of other texts, we'll get to them in a minute. Lots of excitement about the place. I mean, that's really what the texts are today. Are people in cars stuffed with excitement and love and hugs in waiting? So that's great news. Please don't call out my name. Okay. On my way to see my grandchildren, I'm nearly sick with excitement. I had to text you to say thanks for helping to keep us all safe. You're welcome, and safe travels and enjoy yourself getting there and enjoy that big hug. We are so excited on our way from Tralee to Galway to see Nana and Grandad Lawless after 17 weeks and one day. Happy birthday to Grandad Pat, who will be 75 tomorrow, bursting out of our skin to see them from Aveen and Rowanna, twins aged 11. And I'm a recent listener to your show, really enjoy it. I'm in tears listening to you talking about hugging and family and grandchildren. I haven't seen my daughter and family in Australia for over a year. We were due to fly there in May for the birth of our new granddaughter. It's breaking my heart not to be able to go and see them. I'm very happy for all those able to reunite with their family and hug them today. Never take your family for granted. Appreciate every moment, you say. This is the first time I've ever written to a radio show. You've moved me to do so today. Well, listen, there is a lot of love around the island today. So let's enjoy it and be sure to take maybe a picture. You don't have to take 5 million photographs of it, but take a picture or two. I might put up a picture of the hair before the locks get cut, because I think when you put it out at full tilt, it looks completely ridiculous. And then there'll be a before and after there waiting for you later, no doubt. OK, that's where we're going to leave it for today. Stay tuned to Sarah McInerney. Busy day on that show, I'd say, with all that's happening about the place. Mind yourselves, mind each other today. Enjoy those hugs, and we'll see you tomorrow. What a special day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.